Chapter 8. Trouble in the Shop. The next day, at the motorcycle shop, I was surprised to see how much work Kevin had done in the maths book. "I can't believe it! You finished the book," I told him. "Let's start the other one." "I wanted to start it yesterday," said Kevin. "I looked everywhere for the book, but I couldn't find it. I don't know where it is." "Well, I guess I can prepare some exercises for you today. When will you be able to buy another book?" I asked.
"I'll go and get one right now," said Kevin. "There's a bookshop just down the street. You sit here for a minute, and I'll be back soon. If somebody comes in, tell them to wait for me."
"I'd rather go," I said. "I don't want to stay here alone in the shop."
"Don't worry," said Kevin. "I'll be back soon."
He seemed nervous and anxious to leave. Before I could say another word, he waved to me and left the shop. I sat behind the desk, curious. Kevin had seemed strange, and I had no idea why. I picked up one of the motorcycle magazines and started to read it. It was very boring. 20 minutes later, Kevin still hadn't returned. I started to wonder what had happened to him. Just then, a man with long hair and a leather jacket stopped in front of the motorcycles that were outside the shop window. He examined one of the bikes and then entered the shop to speak to me.
"I'm interested in the big Harley Davidson outside, and I want to see how it runs," he said. "Could you give me the keys so that I can see how the motor sounds when it starts?"
The man looked familiar to me, but I didn't know where I'd seen him before.
"I'm sorry," I said. "I'm not the usual salesperson. I'm just taking his place. He'll be here soon. I don't know where the keys are. Could you wait for a few minutes, please?"
"I'm sorry, but I haven't got time to wait," said the man. "I'm a regular customer here, and I know the manager very well. The keys are in the drawer. I only want to start the motor." The man was standing impatiently and looking at me.
"Well," I said, and opened the drawer. "Let's see if I can find them."
I saw the keys for the Harley Davidson immediately, but I pretended to look among the things in the drawer. Then I said to the man,
"I'm sorry, I can't find them. You'll have to wait for the salesperson."
I closed the drawer again.
"That's impossible," said the man. "I know the keys are in there. Where else could they be? Look again."
I felt intimidated, so I opened the drawer again. This time, the man looked into the drawer.
"There they are," he said, pointing to the keys.
Slowly, I took them from the drawer, got up from my seat, and went outside. The man followed me. I gave him the keys, and he sat down on the Harley Davidson and started the motor. It made a lot of noise.
"Nice motorcycle," he told me through the noise.
Then he looked around and, to my horror, suddenly accelerated, breaking the chain which held all the motorcycles and drove it onto the street. I had to move away quickly so the other bikes in the row didn't fall on me. By the time I looked at the street, the man was gone and I could only hear the sound of the engine as it gradually disappeared. For a moment, I was paralyzed. Then I ran into the shop and called the police. I was just putting the phone down when Kevin finally returned.
"What happened outside?" he asked. "Why is the chain broken? And why are the motorcycles on the ground?"
Instead of answering, I started to tremble and cry. Kevin brought me a glass of water.
"What happened?" he repeated. "Tell me."
"One of the Harley Davidsons was stolen," I managed to say. "A man entered the shop and wanted the keys. He said he just wanted to start the motor. And then he drove away with it."
"Why didn't you tell him to wait for me?" asked Kevin. Why did you give a complete stranger the keys to a Harley Davidson? Are you crazy? Of course I asked him to wait, I answered, but he didn't have time. He insisted on getting the keys. I was frightened. Where were you? You should have been here, not me. It's okay, said Kevin. We'll sort it out. Anyway, I called the police. I said, they're coming here now. You did what? Asked Kevin. Why did you call the police? Kevin picked up the phone and called Martin Hammer. Yes, I know I shouldn't have left her alone in the shop. I was only gone for a few minutes. I'm sorry. She didn't know she had to take a customer's driving license before letting him get on a motorcycle. Suddenly, I started to become suspicious. Had Kevin planned to leave me alone in the shop so the man could come and steal the motorcycle? Why did that man seem familiar to me? Did he have something to do with Kevin? I tried hard to remember, but I couldn't. Mr. Hammer arrived at the shop, and Kevin introduced him to me. He was very angry with Kevin. How could you leave this girl alone in the shop? He asked Kevin. That was very irresponsible of you. I hope I'll get money from the insurance company.